This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you. We praise your holy name here today. You are so good. You've been so good to us. We worship you today, Lord, through studying your word. And we worship you through obedience and obeying your commands today. Speak to us through your word. Lead us, guide us, strengthen us now, Lord. Give us strength and comfort today through your word as we study difficult passages today. Speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to WGOD. Now, this program, you can follow us online a couple of different ways. We're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. I encourage you to go to Facebook, like the page, and these programs, these podcasts are uploaded before you hear them on the radio. And as soon as they're recorded, you can go to WGOD Radio, like that page, follow us along on there. Also, our website is WGODontheair.net. That's one of our websites here. And I encourage you to go there, read more about this ministry. More important, I encourage you to go there and follow with us here daily on these radio programs. I'm sorry to say that we're living in the age now where there's no more relevant message for me to give you than Revelation chapter 9. And that's where we're at here today. We're in Revelation chapter 9. We're in that portion of scripture that just, let's just be honest, just makes people cringe at the idea of, well, let's look and see where we're at here again. Revelation chapter 9. What we've seen here is we're seeing the fifth trumpet judgment here, as the fifth trumpet is sound. Now, there's 21 judgments in the book of Revelation. There's seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials, or seven, let's just call it vials, or seven bowl judgments. At the fifth trumpet, we see an angel coming down. Well, chapter 9, verse 1, then the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star having fallen out of heaven to the earth. And the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit was given to him, and he opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a burning furnace, and the sun was darkened in the air from the smoke of the shaft. Now let's move on to verse 3. Then out of the smoke came forth locusts to the earth, and power was given to them, as scorpions of the earth had power. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth, nor any plant, nor any tree, but only those men that do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Now, this is where we left off. This text here, it could just make your flesh crawl at the thought of this. Imagine these things here on the earth, but I say to you that these are not locusts. These aren't just grass-chewing locusts. These are demons. Let's move on. Notice also it says that they were told not to harm those that have the seal of God on their foreheads. Now, you have the seal of God inside of you. You have already been sealed. Did you know that? You can read that in a couple different places. It's in 2 Corinthians. It's in Ephesians. And that it says, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. That is the day that all of this is over. You've already been sealed. So this next to you here, there's a big N-A here, not applicable. This does not apply to you because you have been sealed by God. This does not apply to you because God does not slay the righteous with the wicked. This does not apply to you because God has not appointed us to wrath, but unto obtaining of salvation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. This does not apply to you because God does not treat you the same way as everyone else who has rejected Jesus Christ. The time has come where there's no more rejecting Jesus Christ. Now is the time of judgment. Now, verse 5. They were not permitted, that is, these demons that have come up out of the bottomless pit, they were not permitted to kill them, that is, those from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They were not permitted to kill them, but that they should torment them for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. Now, in those days, men will seek death and shall by no means find it. That's a double negative in Greek, meaning this is absolutely emphatic, meaning there's no way death shall elude them. You cannot take your own life like it's so stylish out here today. When people are done, they take their own life and think that that's the end of it. Death, suicide, death by suicide certainly is stylish in America today, and it's in vogue today that when you're done, you just take your own life. Well, this is going to be the mother of all people trying to do that, and it's not going to be that easy. You're not going to be able to jump off the Empire State Building. You're not going to be able to run your head into a wall. You're not going to be able to walk out in front of a Mack truck driving down the road. You're not going to be able to do that because you're not going to get the easy way out of taking your own life. Actually, the way of cowardice and taking your own life. Death shall elude them. In those days, men will seek death and shall by no means find it. They will be longing to die, yet death shall elude them. Now, death here is going to be supernaturally suspended during this time. And the appearance of the locusts, verse 7, the appearance of the locusts was similar to horses having been prepared for battle. And on their heads were like crowns of gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair. Their teeth were like the teeth of lions. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots with many horses rushing into battle. And they had tails like scorpions and stings. And in their tails, they had the power to harm men 5 months. So this here is what comes out of the bottomless pit. And John's having quite a hard time trying to describe this to us. Now, remember, he's in the future. He is in our time. Maybe he's looking at March 2015. Maybe he's looking at December 2015. I don't know. But he's in our time here trying to describe what these things look like here. They look like men. They've got long hair, sharp teeth, crowns that have bulletproof vests on, and wings. Verse 11, they have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit. This is the sergeant in arms. This is the one that's in charge. Remember, these demons are in ranks. They've got their principalities and powers. The rulers of the darkness, Paul writes about in Ephesians 6, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Here, there's someone in charge, too. They have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon. But in Greek, he has the name Apollyon. What does this mean? That word means destroyer in both languages. That's what Abaddon means, and that's what Apollyon means, is destroyer. The angels, these demons, have a king over them. Now remember, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 27, it says the locusts have no king in advance in ranks. You see, any old locust doesn't have a king. These do have a king, and I think this is so that you would know this is not a locust. These are demons. And the angel or another demon is over them in charge, having as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, yet two more woes are coming after this. Now that's verse 12. We'll leave it off right there after that first woe here of Revelation chapter 9. And we'll get to the next woe here coming up in verse 13 when the sixth angel and the sixth trumpet is sounded here coming up in our next program. So we'll stop right there. Let me ask the question, are you going to be harmed by this, or are you going to be one that has the big N-A written next to them? Are you the one that has the seal of God on you? Are you going to be harmed by this judgment, or are you going to be off limits, just like the house that had the blood of the Lamb on the outside of the door? Is the blood of the Lamb covering you today? Let me ask that question. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Is Jesus Christ your Lord? Have you received him today? You see, the Lord says, pray you be counted worthy to escape all of these things and stand before the Son of Man. Will you be counted worthy? There's only one way to, and that is to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will deliver you. He delivers us from this present evil age. It says in Galatians chapter 1, it says he has delivered us from this present evil world. All you have to do is receive him. Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you'll have your name written in the book of life, and all of your sins will be forgiven. And that is, as you confess them and repent of them, and you'll have peace. Have you been longing for peace your whole life, and you've done various things to try to find it? Maybe you've divorced your spouse looking for peace. Maybe you bought a big boat thinking that would bring you peace. Maybe you changed your appearance thinking that would bring you peace. It says in the Bible, it says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me encourage you today. There is hope in this message, and that is all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you're looking for peace, receive Jesus today as your Lord and Savior. Call on the name of the Lord. That is, Lord Jesus Christ, I receive you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today as my Savior. Lord, forgive me for all the sins I've committed. And Lord, please deliver me from this evil age that we're in. And if you can pray that prayer and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there will be a big N-A next to your name as well. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program here on WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for Double